Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Paul writes this, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men," that's generic, men and women, "who will be able to teach others also." So our oldest daughter calls it the death box. It's a metal box that contains our passports, birth certificates, important papers, and our will. We've told Brittany, if anything ever happens to us, be sure to go through the box. Every once in a while, she'll ask, where are you keeping the death box these days? Now, believe me, when we go, we aren't leaving much behind. But the most important things won't fit in that box. In Paul's passage to Timothy, he gives instruction about legacy. Paul passed on things that he received so that the recipients could continue the passing on process. Timothy, Paul's spiritual son, had heard the truth from Paul's lips and watched it being worked out in Paul's life. Now it was Timothy's turn to entrust the truth to faithful and reliable people who would in turn do the same. Think about this. The future of the gospel depends on this process of entrustment, on this process of passing down, passing on. So parents, how are you doing? What are you passing on to your children? Your good looks, your sense of humor, a nice little inheritance, all that's fine, but it's just temporal stuff. Our job is to pass on the eternal. Don't you want your children and your grandchildren to have more than the family business and a vacation home? Don't you want to spend eternity with them? Lord, drill deep into our souls the conviction of what is eternally important. Help us pass on what is of eternal value and squelch anything that isn't. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.